You at the Altar by Rebecca Thorne. Read by Jessica Threet. Prologue. Keanth. There was a scuffle. A chair scraped along the wooden floor. A book thumped off the shelf. A quiet chuckle was followed by Raina's deathly cold whisper. What are you doing here? Keanth rolled over, blinking blearily from the bed. Her face was half buried in her pillow, and she squinted into the darkness. Someone here? Despite her best effort, the words came out slurred, heavy with sleep. Part of her thought she should be alarmed. The rest of her resoundingly answered, Sounds like Raina's handling this. It's probably fine. Her partner did indeed have it handled. A tall, thin man was standing beside their bed, looming over Keanth, but he was utterly still. It looked weird, until Keanth distantly noted that Raina had a dagger pressed to his neck, the blade glinting in the silvery moonlight. Stone damned her fiancé was hot. Go back to bed, love, Raina replied. She pressed a bit harder with the knife, and even in the dim lighting, a drop of blood gleamed as it slid down the man's neck. Locke was just leaving. That woke Keanth up. Locke? She pushed upright, rubbing one eye, squinting at the intruder. The rest of New Leaf Tomes and Tea was silent, the whole town of Tawny still in the icy winter night. She hadn't seen him in person before, but he certainly looked as she expected, swathed in a dark cloak, shadows cutting harsh lines across his face. He glanced between them, gaze calculating. Keanth shivered, letting the cold seep into her bones, letting it sharpen her mind. I'm sorry, Talaine's spymaster, Locke? There was enough moisture in the air. She could pull it into an icicle, and that'd be plenty dangerous. For him, anyway.
I'm here of my own accord. Please, Raina, can we skip these pretenses?
The Queendom's infamous spymaster heaved a long, suffering sigh. Keanth certainly wouldn't be that blasé if Raina had a knife to her throat. But maybe it was a byproduct of working for Queen Talaine. Raina considered him for a long moment, then removed the knife and stepped back. She was still wearing her nightshirt, a thicker linen piece with long sleeves that ended mid-thigh. It left the rest of her looking fine, which almost distracted Keanth from the fact that she spun the dagger threateningly between her fingers.
This pretense was only necessary because you broke into our home.
Raina gestured at the bedroom door.
I refuse to talk in my nightclothes. Why don't you get a fire started and we'll chat?
And here I thought your partner was the mage of ages.
Locke replied.
My partner is still waking up. Surely the royal spymaster knows how to light a simple fire.
Raina's voice was innocent, but held an edge as sharp as her dagger's. It left no room for argument.
Sexy.
Keanth smirked, draping over her pillow. Sleep still tugged at the edges of her mind.
Mm-hmm. Shoo, shoo.
She waggled a hand toward their shop. Locke smirked, but dutifully left. In the resulting silence, Raina retrieved a cloak from their armoire and set aside her dagger, to be cleaned and polished, considering Locke's blood still stained one edge. She tugged her hair into her signature bun.
Dear, this is likely a queendom matter. You can stay in bed.
Her words were quiet, low enough that no one could hear her through their walls. Keanth pushed out of bed, stretching with a groan.
I'm up now. If Talaine is throwing a fit again, I need to know if Locke is a threat.
A flame ignited in her palm. And like Raina with her dagger, Keanth let the fire dance along her fingers before vanishing. She yawned loudly, tugging on a comfy sweater crocheted by Bobby. It was slightly misshapen, but the dye colors were autumnal, and it did the job of warming her up. They'd only left Bobby and Serena last season,